Hey guys, welcome back to Mamas Chingonas podcast with Janet and Sandy. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate your time. We are so excited to have you guys here today because we have one of our favorite content creators. Her name is Claudia Candelas. You can find her on Instagram, YouTube, and she's also a blogger. She's a mom of two adorable little boys, and she is here to share her tips and tricks of how she does it. How does she stay on top of the game? Because you guys, she's super amazing. The content that this woman creates is above and beyond. So Claudia, thank you so much again for being with us today and sharing with us all of the insight that you have about creating content. Thank you so much for being part of our podcast. I know you and your husband started a podcast, so that's very inspiring for me. I've been wanting to do this whole podcast gig. And before we started quarantine, I already had my microphone.
Yeah.
And I just hadn't done anything. And then I saw you doing so many moves and inspiring me in a lot of ways.
I'm
like,
so
I was like, mira esta mujer. Like, how does she do it? Tiene dos niños. She's on, you know, IG. You're blogging. You're YouTubing. Yeah. You're doing it all.
Thank you.
So tell us, how do you stay on top of your game?
You know,
how are you able to do so much?
It is definitely a challenge, but, you know, and I don't sleep much with the kids. I definitely feel like for us women, especially moms, it's really important for us to keep our jobs and our projects going because it gives us a sense of identity outside of being mothers. And I think that's so important for self-care and for our minds. And also so our kids could see like, wow, look at my mom. You know, she's a hustler. Es bien trabajadora. She does it all. And I think that it's also inspiring to other women such as yourself to see other women making moves and knowing that motherhood is just part of who they are and that they can do so much more.
Amen.
Yes, I love that. Yes, I agree.
Completely true. That's 100%. I think it keeps everybody sane. It keeps us our best version of ourselves, definitely, to
Hello?
Be able to have an out. You can't hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear
okay,
you.
Okay.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, no, I think we all agree 100%. My cousin Sandy, she's, you know, doing her skin products, and so even that is inspiring. And being able to follow all these different moms who are making boss moves and doing so much, and it's like, wow, how do you do it? But reality is you just have to do it. And, you know, continue going.
Yeah. Y sabes que las cosas no van a, they're not going to be perfect. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So, sometimes we hesitate to launch projects or to do projects because we're scared of one failure, of course. And we're also scared that it's not going to be perfect or we're waiting for the right time, but there's never going to be a right time. It's never going to be perfect. So it's better to just do it. You know what I mean? Like to just get it done. Y sabes que it'll work out as long as you just start the project.
Definitely.
Yes, and that's definitely something that I'm starting to realize. I'm always like, the what if, el que dirán,
sí,
this
claro.
And that. And I just said, you know what, screw it. I'm going to do something different, something out of my box.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole podcast and all this, you know, that I've been working on, it's definitely, you know, something different. And I'm really happy with the outcome. You know, women are starting to listen. They're starting
Yay,
to relate
so
to
exciting.
So many different topics
mm-hmm.
that we're talking about. So again, thank you so much for empowering because you were one of the persons who have inspired
oh,
me. And I just want to thank
so
you
much.
For that.
Thank you. That means everything to me. And cada día, you know, that I pump out content or that I'm doing these things, I know that if I at least inspire one person, then I did my job.
Yes. And I'm sure you're inspiring more than one because I see it daily on your, you know, Instagram. And how long have you been blogging?
You know, I started blogging at the end of 2012. And then I really started going really blogging weekly in 2013. So it's been a while. It's been in the works for 7 years. Doing the blog and then from there branching off into other things, you know, doing like on-air segments y luego de allí doing YouTube, and just cada oportunidad, every time that there's something, I always say yes, you know. And I think just being able to network también is super important. And the blog started off as something that I just did for fun. I never thought that it was gonna get to where it is now. I really enjoy it.
And right now, that's like a big thing, like creating all this content and blogging. I wanted a blog way back when I was pregnant with my now 3-year-old, but I was so afraid. And I was like, no. And then my husband was like, I don't want you, you know, exposing our babies, you know, on the
internet,
you know, on las redes sociales. Mm-hmm. And I agreed. I understood that. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, screw it. You know, yeah. I post my kids all the time on IG anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what's the difference if I blog? How did your husband take it at first? What do you...
He thought I was crazy, I think.
Yeah.
Porque siempre salgo con unas ideas, and he just kind of like, okay, you know, he doesn't judge me. He just sometimes is like, oh my God, babe, like you go from 0 to 100 real quick. And that's just how I am, you know, like I'll get an idea and I'll be like, okay, I'm going to do it, you know, and I jump on it. And when I first started with the blog, it started as a travel blog. You know, we had just gone on our honeymoon. I wanted to write about it. I put it on the blog. I wanted to document it. Y luego después it started transitioning into fashion, which was super random because we were newlyweds. I was working at a Spanish media station here in the Bay Area, Monday through Friday. And on the weekend, you know, like I dressed up and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, my outfit's super cute. Let's take a picture so I could do an outfit of the day type of thing, you know? Y nos bajamos al garage, imagínate. It was a parking garage, okay? Me thinking, oh yeah, this is super cute. With no lighting, it was dark, it was horrible. But, you know, that's how I started. Se aprenden, you know, you learn as you go. And this is a fairly, blogging has been around for a long time. The whole industry of Instagram and being a digital content creator, I don't like using the word influencer. That is fairly new. Entonces, being able to start like that, and my husband just saying, okay, you know, I'm going to go along with it. He really didn't have any problem porque él también, I don't know if you know about my husband, but he himself was in like the music industry. And so he was always used to being exposed in the media. And so I kind of followed along. Y luego from there, you know, when we had our kids, you know, my son's going to be 3 as well. So our kids are probably around the same age. And
yeah, well, that's how I started following you, because because you were pregnant around the same time I was. So I was like, okay, I need more moms on my, you know, social media.
That's awesome. And so then when we had our baby, I guess at first I was super hesitant about like posting him and all that stuff. But then, después poco a poquito I started doing it. And now it's like, okay, everybody knows him, you know. I'll get messages when he's with my husband and they're like, oh, we saw your son outside, you know, pre-quarantine, of course. Entonces, see, you know, it is, you do know that there's obviously a danger in exposing your children, but you know, you just have to be careful and take the precautions necessary when you're blogging them or when you're exposing them.
Yeah. And what kind of tips or advice do you have for anyone listening that wants to start blogging?
You know what? Just do it. I think that a lot of moms are out there looking for other moms' experiences and just being able to connect. You know what I mean? And that's so important to have that. Like, I call them like my mommy squad. So when I have a question, because we're not experts, you know, like we always, you know, Google's our best friend when it comes to parenting sometimes, where we're like, oh, is this okay? Or is that normal? You know, and I think that if there are moms out there that want to become bloggers or content creators or get on YouTube or whatever platform that you want to get on to share your advice and your experiences, is just do it. It's never going to be perfect. And your experiences, you don't know how many people that could resonate with or how many people, other women can relate to it. So as long as you can relate to one or two, that's making a difference in itself.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
Y nunca tener miedo, you know, like sin miedo, lanzarse sin miedo, because being able to do this and turning your passion into profit is honestly the best feeling in the world, because what I do now, it's something that I started 7 years ago, and I never in my wildest dreams thought that I would be doing this full time. And it's so nice to be able to work and do your own thing and also be there for your kids, you know, at home, raising them. And that's such a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what's the most amazing about this whole platform is that you could be home and you can raise your babies and you can be there and at the same time be able to create all these amazing things online and be able to communicate and relate to so many different women on so many different levels. So that's what's so, so amazing. And now that you're on this whole podcast thing, I was like, oh, that's so cool. So I tune in to that too. You know, I listen to you and your husband, which I think it's so awesome for him to, you know, agree to be on your A Tu Lado podcast. I think that's,
you know,
super
it was
cool.
His idea,
so
and I just kind of jacked
it. Oh, it was. I thought it was yours.
No, you know, my husband was the one that came up with the name, came up with like the idea. I just executed it.
So he's just trying to keep up now.
Yeah, you know, he has to.
And that's so awesome.
He was the one that came up with the idea, and it started. You know, when we become moms, I don't know, we get this sense of like, it's like you become, you go into like a superhuman level. And when we have our kids, they motivate us in ways that we never thought possible. And I think that when we became parents and we were going through all these things, we were like, you know what? My husband more so was like, why don't we talk about, you know, all these different topics and issues and what we've gone through and what we're going through and what, you know, what we've experienced, because we never know if we're going to touch another parent or our experiences might help someone. Entonces, that's where the idea stemmed from. And then when my husband told me about it, I put it into play, you know. Entonces, yeah, I looked for the team, you know, to help us execute our vision.
Yeah, that's so awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm glad he's keeping up with you then.
Yeah, he definitely is. He for sure is keeping up.
So I know, like I say, I've been following you since I was pregnant. So that was like more than 3 years ago, because my little girl's going to be 3 late July.
Oh my gosh.
So I think our babies are like only
a weeks apart. Yeah. My son's going to be 3 August 4th.
Okay. Yeah. And then my newborn is 5 months.
Oh my God.
So
girl.
she was that born so December 22nd.
Yep. Mati.
So nomás se llevan con días.
It's like nos pusimos de acuerdo. All right. So when are we going to have the third one?
That's what I don't know, girl. I don't know if we should, you know, start
so
now
you have
or wait
a little
girl
and a little boy?
No. Those niñas.
Mira. And we're the opposite. I have 2 boys.
Are you wanting the girl?
You know what, girl?
I'm sure you're dying for the girl.
I'm not going to front. Of course I want the girl, you know? I think we're definitely going to try a third time for the girl. Vamos a ver. Si me sale, y si no, pues ni modo. Boy or girl's a blessing.
I know, but are you planning to wait, or are you planning, because we gotta, you know.
Yeah, you know, that is
they're so close together.
That is such a tough question, because I feel like, you know, postpartum in itself, it takes a year for us to go back to normal, you know, and finally back to normal, it's like, boop, let's get pregnant again, you know? So I think that I'm going to wait a little bit, no more than 2 years, you know? Definitivamente, I want my kids close together, and I know it's going to be super hard, you know, pero it's going to pay off in the end, because I definitely want 3 kids. That's like my magic number.
Yeah, we wanted 4, but now that we have 2, we're like, maybe 1 more? Yeah, because this is,
are you gonna go for your boy?
This is too hard. You know, I want to. I definitely do. My pregnancies are crazy hard. My delivery with my first was super hard, but my second was a lot easier. So, si me quedaron ganas, I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
I don't know if I want to wait too long, you know,
because
it is hard.
It is.
Having, you know, like, both of my kids are still, you know, in diapers. So eventually I'm going to start potty training my almost 3-year-old.
You know, yeah, it's
and that's
hard.
Just going to be so much easier.
I decided to potty train Alessandro in January.
Yeah, that's so awesome. And he's doing great.
He's doing good. He got it. You know, it's hard the first 3 days. And then after that, they get the hang of it, you know, like you're going to have accidents all over the house. But I was like, you know what? He is taking some grown man poopies. I am not going to have to deal with this. You know, like, I need to potty train him quick.
Yeah, I started to with her, and she had an accident, and she's a girl, and she's so sassy, and she, like, was crying that it was all over her pants. Aww. And she it was crazy. But I'm like, okay, I'm gonna give you a little break, and then we're gonna get back to it, because she needs to learn to be, you know, she needs to be potty
for
trained.
Sure.
So the other amazing thing about you is how well disciplined you are, because you are just looking freaking fantastic.
Thank you.
Like, you're 5 months postpartum and it looks like Nithyana's babies. So tell us your secret.
You know what? Even that's funny that you mentioned that, because even my mom the other day, I was like at her house and she tells me, oh my gosh, you know, Tali, they call me Tali at home. She goes, Tali, estoy muy orgullosa de ti porque has estado, you've been doing really well, you know, with like losing my weight. And I, when she said that, I was like, oh, I was super surprised. But I think that it's all in like the mindset and your discipline, saying, you know what, I need to lose this weight. No me voy a comer ese pan, or I'm not going to have that tortilla. And just finding different ways to implement, you know, healthy eating. And I don't like using the word diet, because it just it puts like a negative effect or negative like feeling on food. And you know, like sometimes, yeah, se me antoja un brownie or una galleta, and I don't feel guilty eating it, I'll eat it. And I think that it just all depends on the mindset and your discipline, you know. Like, I try to work out every day, even if it's going for a 30-minute walk outside.
Yeah,
because that's what's gonna make the difference, you know. Like, I'm 10 pounds away from my pre-pregnancy weight. And
did you gain a lot of weight during your pregnancy?
Oh, girl, for both my pregnancies, I gained so much weight. Like, after I have the babies, I'm 30 pounds overweight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, so I'm always, I knew that's what happened to me the first time. With the second one, I was like, it's going to be the same. Pero, yeah, I think, like, in about a month or two, I'll be back to my pre-pregnancy weight. And
good for you.
You know, like, any woman can do it. Se puede.
Definitely. You feel a lot better, you know, and that's important, you know, because it's how we feel.
Yeah.
So it's important, because, you know, that takes a toll on us too. Our weight issues kind of mess with us women sometimes if we let it, you know, and that's why diet is, like you said, it's not a good word. It's a lifestyle.
It's not.
Choice,
it
know?
Is a
Definitely.
Lifestyle. Yeah. I hate using the word diet, because it's so negative, you know. It's like, no, why should us women be
and
on
it's,
diets?
And it's so temporary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Diet is temporary. And obviously we don't want a temporary fix. We need something long-term, because
exactly.
Our lives shift all the time. That temporary doesn't work for us.
Nope, it doesn't. We need something we're going to stick to it, you know. And then also, like, being able to eat healthy to show your kids, you know, like,
yes.
My son loves eating fruit and like veggies y todo eso, you know, and it's because I've taught him since he was little. And I think
and
that
they
it's
feel
important.
Better.
Yeah,
they
you
feel
they
better.
Feel
their
better. They have energy. I don't have any junk food at the house. And if I do, it's like all natural fruit snacks, you know, low sugar, no sugar. Entonces, being able to find, you know, foods that are enjoyable and healthy, that's like my mission, you know. And I love cooking for my family. And as much as I am a feminist, I also love taking care of my family. And I don't do it because I have to. I do it because I enjoy it.
And I think that's the beauty of the Latina culture, 100%, that we're able to do that. But we, you know, we have to just, like, these platforms give us also a way to come out of the confirmation that we've kind of been conformed to in a certain way. Well, we can still be that Latina who likes to take care of the family and be wholesome and take pride in that. But we also have another outlet to go out and do what we want to do, what makes us happy, what keeps us whole and keeps us mentally, you know,
mentally
stable.
Sane,
because,
yeah.
You know, not just give so much and everything of ourselves that we have nothing to, you know, we have an empty cup, you know, we have to be full to pour into the ones we love. And I think that's the beauty of our culture, is that we do take pride in taking care of our family. And as much as I am a feminist too, I like cooking for my son. And when I was married for my husband, tener el hogar,
there
you
go,
nice
and clean, you know, that's just something that we do. That's who we are. But just because I like keeping un hogar bonito, you know, like a nice home, a good, you know, to taking care of my husband, it doesn't mean that I don't stand up for women's rights. Or
definitely.
I don't, you know, like, no me valoro como mujer. Like, no, dude, I'm a badass.
And that's
you know?
The beauty of the balance of that we have as a younger generation of Latinas. Because I think that in our older generation, I mean, you know, our moms and our grandmas.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was like, no, because my mom my mom still, you know, gives my dad his plate of food, you know, there, you know, like at the table, le sirve, you know what I mean? And that's, you know, that's their generation, you know? And every time I, you know, like last, obviously right now I'm not traveling because of everything that's going on, but you know, I usually travel for work. And I remember like when I first started traveling heavily a couple years ago, my mom would tell my husband, what she would thank my husband, like, oh, gracias, you know, por dejar a mi hija trabajar. Oh, thanks for, you know, thanks for letting my daughter work and go out to work. And I'd be like, what the heck, mom? Why are you saying thank you to him? You know, like, don't thank him. And my husband would laugh, you know, like, that's just, you know, he would laugh and he'd be like, oh, no, it's okay. You know, because he'd be kind of weirded out because my husband's, my mother-in-law, she's a feminist too, you know. And so it was kind of weird for him to kind of see that. And so it's us being able to change those things that come from generations.
Yeah, my brother's married to a Filipina. My other brother's married to, she's white. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my aunt, she's also, they all work for corporate America. They're all corporate, right? So they all travel a lot. Yep. And the thing you hear my grandma saying is like, ¿Y su esposo la va a dejar que vaya? Like,
yeah,
¿is he okay with
that's
it? ¿Quién va a atender la casa? ¿Quién les va a dar de comer? You know, and I'm just like, you know, like my grandma finds out that my sister-in-law is out of town. She goes, ¿A Martín y los niños? ¿Quién los está atendiendo? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, themselves, grandma.
Yeah.
You know, my brother's keeping taking care of. He's a dad. They're his kids too. They can manage.
That's another thing that kills me. Like my mom, you know, like when the kids, when I have to do something, she's like, ¿Y quién va a cuidar los hijos? I'm like, what? My husband's not a babysitter. He's a parent.
Yes. And that's just
generational, that things that we have to change, you know. And my mom's starting to get it, you know.
Yeah, I have a 19-year-old son, and I'm very I he's an only child. That, you know, I raised my stepson, but he, you know, my son is my only son, and I spoil him a lot. I can't even deny it. He loves my cooking. He loves mi que lo atienda. You know what I mean? But he started doing his own laundry when he was very young, and you know, my mom still says, you know what, la camisa que la tiene toda arrugada. Why didn't you iron it for him? I'm like, mom. Because he knows how to iron. He made a choice not to iron it because obviously right now he's around the house. When he goes out, he looks super sharp.
Yeah, I see,
you know what I mean? And if he needs my help, he doesn't, you know, he'll say, mom, can you help me do this? Or can you help me do that? Yeah. He washes his clothes, you know, and I make it to where he knows, like, the day that he's a parent, like, those are your kids. Yeah. You're 100% responsible for those kids as much as the mom is. Like, there is no delegating, you know, well, she's a mom, she's going to do everything.
Right.
That's not how that works. You know, like, when I was married, I told him straight up, the only time that I felt like comfortable going out or to the market or doing anything I had to do, my errands, the grocery store, going out on, you know, girl dates, whatever, was when my son was with my husband, because I knew that there wasn't a babysitter. There was no time to get back, because at the end of the day, I can't delegate responsibility to anybody but him, because that's his responsibility as well.
Yeah, that's the only, you know? Same here. Like, I know that my mom and my in-laws, they love taking care of my kids, but on night in, like, your husband, you know, like, that's when you feel safe. Like, you don't, it's like almost like your mom guilt goes away.
I feel comfortable.
Yes.
The mom guilt goes exactly that, because there's no other human being who can be responsible and I can delegate all authority over than your own father, because that's your second parent. You know what I mean? And I think that's the beauty of it, you know, because it's, to me, that was, I never went out to leave my child. And if we went out, it was like, you know, like once in a while. But when I did to go with my girls once in a while, whatever I did or errands that I had to do or when I had to go to work, if they were with their dad, I mean, I wasn't on the clock. No tenía prisa,
right?
You know, to get home.
Estabas a gusto, you know, con calma.
Yes. And I think that's the beauty. And that's why I'm teaching my son that, you know, when he's a parent, and that's why we have to kind of break those cycles. I'm not saying there's, you know, a lot wrong with it, but I think that's why a lot of times, you know, our moms and grandmas, they're not, they lose themselves as women.
I
was that person for many years. I was married, you know, 20 something years.
Wow.
And for a minute, that was me.
Wow.
That was me. You know, and so I lost myself because I was so I needed to keep up to par with the fact that I needed to be this perfect wife and the perfect mom and have everything in order. And, you know, and who cares if I wasn't doing well, as long as everything was in order and everybody was taken care of. And I as long as I ran a very tight ship, then I felt that no one can criticize that, because there isn't anything that is worse than them criticizing your
home. Oh, yeah. But you know what, girl? People are going to talk regardless.
Definitely.
And la gente va a hablar, you know, que si sí o que si no, you know? So it's better for you to feel happy. And you know what? Like, if I want to go and take an hour to myself to go work out, I can. The dishes, they're going to stay there because my health is more important. The dishes will get taken care of later. You know what I mean? And that's something that us as women, we have to accept and acknowledge, like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to feel guilty for giving myself time, or I'm not going to feel guilty for wanting to work and have something other than just being a mom, you know, which I love. I love that there are moms out there that, you know, are great at just being moms, you know, but I think that it's also important to be able to have your own thing to preoccupy your mind with for self-care.
Amazing. I agree. And for so many years, that was in me. And that's why I'm very vocal about this.
That's so good. You know I'm proud of you.
They teach us, you know, they teach us not to, you know what I mean? It's really like, and it's almost like we have this standard that we have to, you know, meet in our culture. And I, like I said, I love our culture. I love everything about it, but you see a lot of the tias, a lot of the, you know, grandmas, they're not happy because they don't pour down into themselves. They don't teach us to pour into ourselves anymore. They don't go to the nail shop. They don't go to the spa. They don't go. I mean, I didn't know what that was. My mom never went to the nail shop or the spa. Once in a while, she would get her hair done. Once in a big blue moon. She always worked. My mom was a working mom.
Wow.
But you know, now that I think about it, I'm like, no. And you know, I ended up being a single parent when my son was 12 years old. Mm-hmm. So
okay. Are you there, Sandra?
Oh, I think she got cut off.
Okay. Yeah, well, I agree with her. I love what you said. Que se queden ahí los mendigos trastes. I'm going to take care about myself first.
Yes.
Because, like, I was starting to lose myself. I'm going to be honest. I was just mom mode, mom mode 24/7. Yep. And, like, now that I'm giving myself this time, giving me the opportunity to go out and do something different from being home with the girls, which is this podcast.
Yep.
And I start feeling myself again. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and it's so fulfilling, you know, and it's easy. It's so easy for us as women to fall into motherhood 120%, you know, it's easy for us to get sucked into that. Pero poco a poquito, I feel like you start getting that like postpartum depression.
Yes, yes. And slowly but surely, once you start trying to put yourself first, you start to feel like the old you know, because you lose yourself. You lose yourself. And I couldn't agree better. So I think, you know, you again are super inspiring to everything that you do. And yes, you know, being super mom. What kind of advice did your parents give you growing up? Like, algo que nunca se te olvida.
Ay, that's a really good question. I think that I'm the oldest of five in my family, and then I'm the only woman. So I'm the only girl. I have four brothers. Entonces, para mí being raised, there was always a double standard with me, you know, like I couldn't go to the high school dances. You know, I started going to the high school dances when I joined leadership, and I had to plan for the dances and decorate and clean and all that. That's the only reason why my parents let me go to the baile. So I found a loophole.
Oh,
bro.
Typical Mexican parent.
And if I did go to the baile, it would be with my brother. My brother and me are only a year apart. So they would.
Did they send the younger sibling with you to go
off
course, to the
baile? Of course, bro. My brother was always with me. I even have pictures of us at prom and at different dances with me and my date and my brother. Okay, like what the hell, you know? So it's something that I grew up with the double standard, you know, as in my dad treats my mom like a typical Mexican mother, you know, like his wife, ven a plancharme, ven a servirme de comer, pero para mí, for me, my dad's like, oh no, you know, que él se sirva solo, que tu esposo se sirva solo.
Oh, wow.
You know? Pero a tu mamá no.
You know, so it's very different, you know, the way that I grew up. But I feel like my dad always told me that I had to be strong, independent, a woman that could stand by herself.
And I think that comes from also
being that's amazing. That's amazing hearing that your dad would give you that advice.
Siempre.
Knowing that he is so different towards your mom,
he's so
right?
different. It's so
que
weird
me sirva,
to see.
Que me haga, que
but
me
I feel
de.
My mom
yes.
from her being the firstborn.
Yes.
So this is pride and joy.
Definitely.
So
and I'm, you know, like, I'm everything to my dad. Yeah. And for my mom just kind of like, my mom's always just been super mano dura. I always say that I was raised by wolves because my mom isn't very affectionate. You know, like she shows her love by cooking for you, by helping me with the kids, by saying, oh, no te preocupes, yo hago esto, tú ve a trabajar, you know? So I feel like with my mom, now that I became a mother, after I became a mother, man, my appreciation for my mom, it went like triple. It tripled, you know, yeah. Like the love that you feel for your mom is always there. But when you become a mom yourself, it's like everything that she went through, and you kind of reflect back on your life and on the way you grew up, and you're like, wow, like props to my mom.
It's an appreciation.
Yeah, it's a different level.
From a different life.
Because when she was my age, she had four of us.
Yep.
And wow. I'm kind of like, what? She didn't have no pinche self-care. You know what I mean?
Like,
no.
That is a luxury.
My son's teenage years were very hectic. I turned around. Of course, I had my stepson. I turned around one day and I told my mom, why would you do this five times? You consciously made a choice to do this five times, you know, because it's a different appreciation, because, you know, we went through a lot, and it's kind of like, how do they do it? You appreciate so much of them because you wonder, how did they survive?
How did they do it? You know,
and my mom didn't have help. The resources that we have now.
No, you know, my mom had no help for my dad. My dad never changed diapers. My dad didn't help with bedtime or bath time or la comida or el quehacer, you know?
I'm going to get my nails done. Bye.
Yeah, right. I'm the one that gives my mom her luxuries now, you know, since I could, you know, like since 10 years ago, my mom barely started going to get her nails done every 2 weeks and going to get her hair done and going out and me taking her out to eat, you know? So it's like my mom barely started enjoying that stuff because I started taking her out, you know? She was always here at home.
Yeah.
That's amazing that she has such an amazing daughter who can show her now.
I spoil my mom. My mom's good. Best friend. Yes. Yo hago todo por mi mamá. I have so much respect for her. And, you know, for her, for my mom to tell me I'm a good mom, that is seriously the best compliment.
But wait till your kids, when they're older, that's the most amazing part.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Your kids are able to see you. To me, my thing is, if my son is able to see me in the half the light that I see my mom, then I've done my job.
You've done
and
your
by
job.
The conversations that we have now as grown, he's 19, he's not a whole adult, but he's an adult, right? He's a young adult.
He's an adult.
And we have conversations, and it's so rewarding to know that we talk, and yes, we have our moments where it's horrible. We had our really bad moments. I call our relationship unorthodox because it isn't your average relationship, you know, but it's what works for us.
Right.
And knowing that I'm his best friend, and literally he tells me everything, in this communication, it's like amazing, girl. So I mean, it's amazing when you see your kids getting older, and you'll see that they're gonna love you. And you're right, if your kids can see you in half the light as we see our parents, then you know you've done your job.
We've done our job.
Beautiful blessing, you know.
It's
a blessing, and that's where I feel like I told John everything, because you guys are, you know, kids are still little. That's where everything I feel as a mom, like all the things that I've been through with my son, you know, my divorce, you know, he had a horrible high school injury,
his
ACL,
you
know, and he had some really dark moments where, I mean, he couldn't stand me, and neither could I him, you know, dark moments. And I think like I cried, you know, I've never cried before. Mm-hmm. And I think like now I'm able to see like it was so worth it. There isn't anything I would take back because it's got us to where we are today. So it's amazing. Like I said, motherhood is it's an amazing thing. And hearing you know, your story and just how productive you are and how proactive you are.
Thank you.
Think that sends out such a positive message, you know, because we sometimes feel like we're not ready. We shouldn't do it. Like my pretty mom, so proud of Janet that she started this podcast.
Yes,
because,
girl.
You know, she's at home and she's with the girls and she's there all the time and she's in a very secluded area. And I think that, you know, it gives her an outlet, and she's speaking up and she's so good at it. We just started it. And she's so already, you know, on it, you know. So
yeah, you guys are amazing.
I think this is our eighth episode. I'm so happy.
You know,
and I'm so awesome.
And many, many more. Watch. Les va a ir.
You know,
you guys have such a positive energy.
Yes. When she called me, I was like, well, let's just do it. You figure it out, prima. I can't commit to it all the time, but let's do it. So I'm so glad, because it's been amazing. It's been very therapeutic as well.
It is therapeutic, right? Oh,
very.
It helps so much. I absolutely agree.
Yeah, so it's amazing. I think that, you know, it's a different time. Things are shifting, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, whole world is shifting, and we see that. But also in our culture and as Latina women, it's time that the shift really start taking evolution, because it's been shifting. But now I think it's time for our daughters. You know, I don't have a daughter, but for your guys' daughters and just to change things, because it's important to change these cycles and to be
for sure.
woke and to be open and to be happy and to be our best beings. And I think that's what we lack as Latinas. We're
a lot of our moms, we're not our best beings because we're so overworked, we're so overstressed, and we don't find any outlet to pour into ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that it becomes, you know, it becomes a big, like that pink elephant in the room that we just don't speak about it. And we just, and for my, you know, I was married for a long time. We just don't speak about it because we're just like going with the motions of every day, and we get caught up in the day,
but you know,
that
girl,
we don't really take the time.
That's also big ups to you. You know what I mean? Because as a woman, you decided to walk away from something, you know, that might have not been good for you anymore, you know? And it's like, even that in itself, that's breaking barriers, because as women, we're taught, no, quédate con tu esposo, you know, like, no, that's, what is the family going to say? You know, I can only imagine what you've been through.
That's been the hardest,
to you.
The hardest thing. Thank you so much. That was the one of the hardest things. I mean, besides, I buried a child at 15 years old, God. And I buried a child with my husband.
Oh my God.
You know, that's been the hardest, that leaving, because that was my identity.
Yeah,
that was the very core of who I was, my family. Mm-hmm. I took pride in my family. I mean, we went from a party of four to a party of two.
Oh, wow.
Holidays were very difficult for us for many years. Just now are we starting to heal from that, because my son and I, you know, we go to family, there's family portraits, my brother and his family, you know, and it was like us, it ended up just being me and him, when it used to be me, his dad, and his brother. So that's been a whole journey in itself. And I'm a better person because of it. Now I don't regret it. I think I needed to go through so much to get to where I'm at today. And I loved my husband. My husband was an alcoholic. So, you know, there was reasons for leaving, but it was the hardest decision I made, because that was who I was. That was my identity. That's what I took pride in. And I worked very hard to hold it together.
Yeah.
We were together from the time we were 15 to the time I was 32.
Oh,
33.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It was a long time. That's who my life partner was, you know, and I loved him dearly. I don't think I'll ever love again. I told Janet a few weeks ago, I'm okay with that. I'm okay porque como esposa, como mujer, como mamá, yo ya fui realizada. I don't need to do that again. I did it, and I did it very well, and I take pride in that, you know? And I had a journey in that. But like I said, it is. And I'm happy I'm where I'm at today, and I can take care of myself and be a better version of myself. But definitely it was hard to leave, because you, ¿qué va a decir la gente? We've been together so long. That's, you know, that's your baby daddy. You know, that's, you know, Danny. Everybody, Janet loved my husband. Everybody loved my husband. My husband was super cool. I have nothing negative to say, you know, towards people. Era bien servicial, bien a todo dar. Mm-hmm. He'd kick it with the cousins, with the primos. I mean, he was part of the family.
Right.
You know, and for my son, it was hard. That was the hardest part, of seeing my son having to go through those motions, though.
Yeah.
But again, I had to think about myself. I had to, what we call in our culture, not in society, but in our culture, be selfish.
Yeah.
I don't consider it to be selfish, but it is.
That's no, but that's how it's perceived in our culture.
Definitely.
Sadly.
And
sadly,
I had to be selfish.
You know, it is.
And, you know, and think about myself, because so many years nobody thought about me, you know, and I went through so much. I mean, I didn't have therapy after my son passed away. What is therapy? People just said, you're young, you'll have another one.
Oh,
you know what
no
I mean?
Way.
You know,
no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I think about if my son were to go through that so young, I'd even now at 19, he'd completely be devastated. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've coped and I've done it very well, but I've educated myself. Mm-hmm. I've exposed myself. I've also learned to speak my truth.
Yeah.
There's power in my transparency. Mm-hmm. And that's what has got me to the point where I am at today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To really be woke and help others and realize that my story has really not even really been for me. It's been for a lot of the people around mm-hmm. me, because everybody is able to see that there is hope. There is, you know, people can change. People can evolve into different beings. You don't got to be stuck being the same person.
Yeah.
You know, and now, girl, people see me and I'm just, right now I'm not on vacation on my own, because I've traveled 3 years in a row by myself, take off to a whole different country and just bounce. My son turned 17. When he graduated high school, I was done, in the sense that I can go now and not have to worry about you're underage.
No, you've done your job. You know, it's like, exactly. I'm going to go enjoy myself. Porque no,
yes.
You know, you only live once.
And that's the journey. And exactly. That's the motto that I am. I only live once. Life is too short. And I really, truly am. You know, I've evolved into a whole different woman, in the sense that I'm happy, genuinely. I'm mentally. I mean, right now with what's going on, I kind of been feeling it. You know
oh
what
God.
I mean? Kind of
I think everybody's
tug.
Hearts are just so heavy. This
you
year
know?
Has
yeah.
been so crazy.
It has. It's been insane, you know. And so it's like I said, but I'm proud of myself as well, and I've come a long ways from where I was. And
good for you, you know. And it been, does sound been, like you've been through been, so much. And you know, don't give up on love. I feel like there's somebody out there for you still.
Oh, I don't. I mean, I have an amazing person in my life, but I'm saying, as a wife, do I want to get married? Do I want the fairy tale? I don't. I'm
You're fine. I'm content, fine, and that's exactly all that you have to be, is content.
And what will happen tomorrow, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But today, right now, in this moment, I'm
you're good.
With myself, with my son, I'm good. I can take care of myself. My business blew up. You know what I mean? So I'm doing amazingly well, thank God. I have no complaints. Yeah, but you know, amazing. So it's amazing. That's why I love this little platform that we have.
No, here. It is. It's super cool. I love the name too. You know? It's awesome.
Yes. Because at the end of the
I would
day,
love for I would love for Sandy to send Claudia some samples of your face skin. Si permite, claro. Claudia mandar su to wear, because seriously, she does some amazing skincare products, and I would love for you to try.
And an Instagram, and then we'll connect on there, because I'd love to support and check it out.
Definitely, definitely.
And also, what is your greatest advice that you can give us as, you know, moms, or any mom that's tuning in right now?
You know what? I think that the biggest advice is, after you become a mother, the old you is gone. You're into, you evolve into a new version of yourself. And that's okay. You know, being able to accept that the old you is never going to be back is the first step into accepting this new role of becoming a mom and accepting motherhood with just con las manos abiertas, you know? And I feel like being able for us to rediscover who we are, and to always, como se dice, I always love using this phrase, is when we rediscover ourselves and we reinvent ourselves. Reinventing ourselves is so important, because that is what's going to fuel us to keep going. And if we're not happy with ourselves, then we can't be good mothers. So that's the first step, is being able to reinvent yourself into this new version after you become a mother. And that's beautiful. And you have to learn how to embrace it and accept it's okay that I'm not going to be my old self.
Amen. I agree.
Well, thank you. That's a very strong point, and I appreciate your words.
I had so much fun talking to you ladies, and I hope that we can connect. I'm gonna follow both of y'all on Instagram para que allí estemos al tanto that what we're doing, and I love supporting other women, and I'm always open to answering any questions.
Thank you.
So there you have it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode with Claudia Candelas. Please make sure you check out her Instagram, check out her YouTube and her blogs. She's also on a podcast herself called A Tu Lado. She has an amazing co-host there, her husband. It sounds amazing. I love their podcast. So here we are, women empowering one another. We're here to inspire one another. And we're so happy to be on this platform, and so happy for you to be here and listen to us. And if you want to be part of our episodes, please let us know. We would love to host you. And again, thank you so much, Claudia, and we hope you all have a beautiful rest of the week. You guys take care. Amor y paz. Bye.